My utmost for his highest. October the 2nd. The sphere of humiliation. In Mark 9:22 we read, "If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." At every time of exaltation we are brought down with a sudden rush into the things as they are, where it is neither beautiful, nor poetic, nor thrilling. The height of the mountaintop is to be measured by the drab drudgery of the valley, but it is in the valley that we have to live for the glory of God. We see his glory on the mount, but we never live for his glory there. It is in the sphere of humiliation that we find our true worth to God. That is where our faithfulness is revealed. Most of us can do things if we are always at the heroic pitch because of the natural selfishness of our hearts. But God wants us at the drab, commonplace pitch, where we live in the valley according to our personal relationship to him. Oh, Peter thought it would be a fine thing for them to remain on the mount. But Jesus Christ took the disciples down from the mount into the valley, the place where the meaning of the vision is explained. If thou canst do anything. Or it takes the valley of humiliation to root the skepticism out of us. Look back at your own experience, and you will find that until you learned who Jesus was, you were a cunning skeptic about his power. When you were on the mount, you could believe anything. But what about the time when you were up against facts in the valley? You may be able to give a testimony to sanctification, but what about the thing that is a humiliation to you just now? The last time you were on the mount with God, you saw all the power in heaven and in earth belonged to Jesus. Will you be skeptical now, in the valley of humiliation?